Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, baby, to another week and another episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. It's your boy, Dan. What a weekend. You know, what a weekend. Absolutely beautiful win by the Virginia Tech Hokies. And, you know, as I was watching this game, I just heard this loud crash. And I didn't know what it was. It definitely wasn't John Madden busting through the wall going, boom! Tough acting to Acton. No, in fact, it was the crashing of a cardinal tree, the Stanford cardinal tree, as the Hokies yelled, Timber! And took them down for a much needed W going into the bye week. Absolutely loved it. You know, Pry 316, baby. Shake the cardinal tree and it will bear fruit. And our Hokies were eating some ripe fruit. Got the dub. Beautiful win. I know I keep saying that, but what a refreshing way to just, you know, reset, go into a reset week. My guy Grayson Wimbish was there, boots on the ground. And you know what? He's also here to talk about it. So, my man, how we doing? You already know him. How we doing, my brother?
Doing well, man. I appreciate it. The link we're using to record this, it totally just crashed out on me. I have no idea what happened, but I'm back in. So sorry for the technical difficulties if you hear me say something there in the beginning. But anyway,
did not.
Okay. All right.
Crash well, out seems to be the theme.
Crash out, actually.
Been a lot of crashing out lately.
I have done a little bit of crashing out, but we don't have to talk about all that. The game was a lot of fun. Obviously, it's a lot better when there's a W in the column next to your game as opposed to an L. I want to congratulate, I guess congratulate's not the right word, but applaud the Virginia Tech fan base because there were so many Hokies at this game. There were so many Virginia Tech fans who flew out for this game. And y'all, California is not a short flight. I mean, you're on a plane for 5, coming from the east, maybe sometimes 6 hours. And it's a testament to our fan base who wanted to see something historic, our first regular season game in California. And we got a win, and a very convincing win at that, which is exactly what the doctor ordered after the result against the Miami Hurricanes, who now for the second week in a row have gotten away with murder. The conference, I don't know if y'all have seen the movie Dune Part 2, but there's a line in that movie where they say plans within plans. And it's just a happy coincidence that the Miami Hurricanes are undefeated. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the Hokies. I had a blast, dude. I had a lot of fun at this game. I got to see my parents. I got to see my buddy Dylan. I got to see Logan Ross. I got to see Logan Ross's parents. I got to see Daniel and Susan Lundberg, Clark Rowland. I saw David Prince and all the LA Hokies. Shout out my guy, Ian. We were hanging out. He's the man. A lot of fun. I saw Hokie Man, who, if you know Hokie Man, Lane Stadium legend, but now lives in San Diego, so you don't see him as much anymore. I had no idea that he had moved to California, but for those wondering, that's what's going on with him these days. And so just a lot of fun. I mean, I can't say enough positive things about the University of Stanford, or excuse me, Stanford University, rather. Beautiful campus. I mean, the campus is incredible. The tower, everything, the fountains this time of year. Their stadium is cool, not a huge press box. It was hotter than the blue blazes of hell in that stadium. There was a heat wave. Sunscreen was applied. Water was drank like the ocean. I mean, I probably drank 7 or 8 water bottles worth of agua at this game to keep myself from passing out and keeling over. And so it's a good thing we were wearing the all-white unis because in the maroon, good Lord, our guys would have been cooking in that heat. But Palo Alto is a really cool place. Quick trip up from Los Angeles, and obviously more than thrilled with the results. So a very fun weekend. It's nice to be home now, and it's nice to be talking about a victory as we enter this bye week. What'd you think
Yeah.
watching it on TV, man?
Man, first of all, the ACC network could not get the down and distance correct for the life of them, man. It was like they had third and ones marked as first and tens and first and tens marked as third and ones. And, but no, overall, it was very, like, the stadium looked very quiet, like, minus the Hokie contingent. Like, you could very clearly hear the Hokie chants and the cheering when we did positive things, but it was very much a very calm broadcast. Not a lot of theatrics or really any action. It just felt like a formulaic beatdown of Stanford by the Hokies. It was fun to watch us win. I know everybody in the New River Valley and Appalachian region that's gone through hell the past week or so probably enjoyed. If they were able to get somewhere, have a cold beer or whatever, and just watch some football and watch the Hokies just get a W for the area, you know? But it was refreshing to just not even have an ounce of worry for the most part.
There in the beginning, I mean, as soon as we scored first and we made it look so easy with that first Steven Gosnell touchdown, great opening offensive drive, which everyone was thrilled about. I mean, we came out and found our cadence extremely early. And then Stanford starts to kind of march down the field on us. And I'm thinking, oh, good Lord, dude, maybe this might turn into a little bit of a shootout or something like that. And then we get the fumble recovery. And I'm thinking, oh, dude, you know, now all we are carrying momentum out here. And as soon as we got that fumble, and me just thinking about what had happened the week prior, I said, I think we might put it down today. We might, as the Rock used to say, layeth the smack down on the Stanford Cardinal. And 31-7. Again, very convincing win. We saw Kyron Drones, 14 for 19, 201 yards, two touchdowns. Basil Tootin carried the ball, 21 touches for 73 yards and a touchdown. And then you saw number nine get active in this game, which I was thrilled about. You saw Daquan Felton got a score, four receptions for 84 yards and one tutty. And just a very complete offensive performance. And it's shades of last year, Dan, where in week six, this team is finding an offensive groove. You know, you started to see it against Miami again. We talk ad nauseum about why can this team not play this way in week one? You know, where was this against Vanderbilt, who beat Alabama, by the way, which
Hell of a
is,
game.
thank God for that. We'll talk about that.
Culpa.
Well, we'll talk about that after we recap the Stanford game, because there is a tidbit about that that I do want to address. So very good team win. You know, the Hokies had 337 total yards, 16 first downs. Defense played really, really well. A couple of turnovers, Keontae Jenkins interception. I mean, their quarterback threw it right to him. Lamson threw it straight to him. But a great, great team performance. John Love kicks the field goal to make it 31-7 there at the end. Special teams gets a little action, which is nice. And I'm thrilled about this performance. I really don't have any. My only gripe, dude, is us giving up that fourth and nine. That was very frustrating. You know, when they start to kind of march down the field a little bit, and then we're thinking, oh, are we going to blow it in the fourth quarter? And they convert a fourth and nine, which again, we hold them on. But I mean, I'm sitting up there with my dad and Daniel Lundberg in the blazing heat, and my dad is slapping the back of the seat chairs because there's just thousands of empty ones. As soon as we gave up that fourth and nine, we're like, good Lord, man, you can't let that happen. Outside of that, environment-wise, the word of the day was pathetic. It was pathetic. Stanford fans should call God, dude, because There was no one there, man. The fans who were there were Hokies, and they were all sitting on the Stanford side in the shade, unless you were a psychopath like me, because I'm superstitious. And if I start the game on one side and we're winning, then I'm going to be staying on that side for the entire time. You know, my mom had gone, she and Mrs. Lundberg sitting down in the shade because it was so hot. Everyone's drinking water. No one is drinking alcohol. I mean, the environment, it was kind of hell. Was it as hot as Vanderbilt? Yes, but without the humidity. So think about that Vanderbilt game and how hot it was that day, and just take the humidity out of it. It was basically that again. I probably sweat out a gallon of water at this game. So less games and heat waves would be nice. I thought the coaching staff, large in part, did a solid job calling this game. I don't have too many gripes there. The only gripe I maybe have offensively is that, dude, Jennings is out there, and it's like we're getting a lot of these receivers touches, but it's like he's the only one who's not. I'm not sure how banged up he still is or what the deal is there, but to see him out there playing again, I'm thinking, dude, Jennings is getting no burn. So in coming weeks, I would like to see that. And I'm sure the Jennings family would like to see that as well. So that's kind of the main takeaway of the game. No lines at concessions. The stadium down in the main concourse is surrounded by the Stanford Cardinal mascot looking trees. And, you know, pretty landscape. It's in a beautiful part of California. Game day experience was about what you'd expect. All the Hokies were tailgating in this redwood, not actual redwood, but this very wooded, shaded area right next to the stadium in this dirt. It was we were in the middle of a forest. It was so strange. We were just like in the middle of the woods, not Center Street style woods, just like big woods. So by far and away one of the most unique game days, Virginia Tech away games I've ever been to, which is probably to be expected. So had a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah, bro, them Stanford kids don't give a shit.
They got exams
They
to
got
study.
they got thesis to write and to become doctors and lawyers
Olympians.
and whatever. Yeah, Olympians too. If it was a swim meet,
Olympians.
that baby would be packed, but
Katie Ledecky out there would have, you know, put rear ends in seats, make no mistake.
oh yeah. But
They did
football is not their deal.
honor the 2010 Orange Bowl team, or excuse me, I guess the 2011 Orange Bowl team, but Richard Sherman was there. Andrew Luck was there. Toby Gerhart got recognized at halftime, which was cool. I think Zach Ertz was in the house. And Katie Ledecky was there. So she was in the house, which was cool. Logan Ross said, oh, yeah, Katie Ledecky's here. And so that's really cool. East Coast legend, Maryland legend, Katie Ledecky, which is dope. So. Yeah, man. And so, okay, so real quick, after we had won, we all walked back to the hotel, and there's like a bunch of Hokies staying at the Sheraton. And all of a sudden, we had seen that Vandy was up on Bama. And we're thinking, oh, they're going to blow it. I mean, there's no way that Vandy stays on top. So, dude, we all get back to the hotel, and the hotel bar at the Sheraton is packed with Virginia Tech fans. And we're all like, put the Vanderbilt Bama game on. And you had never seen so many Virginia Tech fans cheering like hell for the Vanderbilt Commodores to beat the Alabama Crimson Tide. You know, everyone's high-fiving and stuff. Like, let's go, dude. Like, if you're gonna beat our team, go beat Alabama. Come on. You know, make it sting a little bit less.
Yeah.
To the gamblers who lost money on that, my heart is with you. I am not a gambler, but if you bet the house on Bama to win that one, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. If you bet the house on Bama to beat Vanderbilt, you're a dumbass because there would have been no return on that.
Well,
None.
fair.
And then the Vandy fans, all 500 of them, ripped that bitch down and carried that bad boy down Broadway and threw it in the river, the goalpost.
Did you realize that's like a 3 mile walk?
Oh, no, I'm well aware of how far it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
I had a
you,
walk of shame. Yeah.
yeah, you had a nice walk of shame back to Broadway. You didn't
Yeah.
Uber back to Broadway?
No, we walked like a mile down the street and then we called one.
You hoofed it, dude.
But like we
Carrying a
knew.
goalpost. Some of those guys in that video were in hell. I mean, like some of those guys were carrying the bulk weight of that thing, and those things are not light. So,
No.
you know,
Diego Pavia, dog. Shout out him.
Diego Pavia. I will say, the one main concern on Stanford's team ended up kind of being a non-factor. Elik,
Ayo Manor.
yep, Elik Ayomanor. You know, he has their one touchdown on that fake, but outside of that, he was kind of not really doing a lot of damage. Their running back got really, really torn up on a play there in the end of the game. And that one looked like it hurt really, really bad. I believe it's Chris Davis Jr. is the one who got really dinged up. So it's
Yeah,
interesting, man. I mean, this Stanford team is without their starting quarterback, but they did beat the Syracuse Orange.
so are we.
I mean, yeah.
Like, they do not. I watched them again this past week, and they do not defend the run well. Like it's almost like on purpose. Like they're like, meh, whatever. But like, dude, my biggest takeaway from this game, and it's the most refreshing stat, we have played 8 consecutive quarters of football. Like, no quarter was taken off. Like, they have played 2 complete games. One we should have won, the other we beat the hell out of Stanford. And Boston College, everybody was so scared. Thomas Castellanos doesn't look great. I mean, we're gonna get to the end of that on another episode. We got a bye week to enjoy with the super slate coming up on Saturday. We don't got to worry about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing. Sorry.
Right, you're having a lot of fun, dude. It's better when we win, I swear.
Yeah.
We're
And the
on a trip.
Broncos beat the hell out of the Raiders yesterday. So I'm just like at top tier cloud nine right now. But
Right.
man, it was refreshing. It was like, it almost felt boring. Like, I know it's the wrong word to use, but like I was just watching and it was like, this is very anticlimactic. It's like calm in the stadium. It's hot. The announcers aren't giving too much character to it. And Tech's just like methodically whooping their ass. So like
Yeah.
it literally just felt like I was watching, it felt like we had a 30-point lead the whole game. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Dude, I mean, somebody, I think one of the Hokie Hangover gentlemen said it. I believe it might have been Ricky or Andrew. And if it's Mike, I apologize, but they said the same thing. This game was boring. There was no glitz or glamour to it. Oh, it was Ricky quoting Dave Scarangella. Dave
Oh,
Scarangella
never mind.
apparently, yeah, wrote in his column that this game was just kind of boring. And being there, you know, was obviously fun. The night before, being down at NOLA for the welcome party, that was a cool bar. By
Yeah,
the
does
way,
Palo Alto have a bar scene? Like, is it?
it's no. No. Not nearly to the extent that Virginia Tech does, not nearly extent to the extent that hell, even like probably UVA does. And I would say downtown Palo Alto makes me think of downtown Harrisonburg.
Oh,
That's what it makes me think of.
damn.
Where it's just kind of it's restaurants, but it's not bars. It's only like restaurants. And one of the bars that I wanted to go to, I didn't even get to make it to. It's this rooftop bar. But there was this place called The Patio, where that was like the most sports bar joint. I mean, comparable maybe to Sharky's, but it turned into a club at night. It was very strange. It's like they were trying to do a lot there. But the Hokies had this welcome party at NOLA, bunch of us there. It's supposed to emulate like a New Orleans vibe.
No way.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like fountain in
I'm
the middle. Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm not.
messing with, I'm messing with you.
No, I know.
I think I saw Katie Adams post NOLA on her story, and I was like, and then I realized it was a bar. It wasn't. I was like, how are you doing a Hokie welcoming party in New Orleans? But then I saw that it was an actual bar.
Yeah, I think that was they were like there for a wedding or something. I talked to Logan about that, and yeah, they were saying that they were in town for a wedding, but I was in the fake NOLA, and they do hurricanes there, right? Like at Pat O'Brien's, you go to Pat O'Brien's, you get a hurricane, and that's the drink at Pat O's, and they are damn good. I had a hurricane because I am curious. See how it compared to Pat O'Brien's. That was the worst, one of the worst cocktails I've ever had in my entire life. If you are at NOLA in Palo Alto, don't order the hurricane because it will disappoint you beyond your wildest dreams. If you are a New Orleans fanatic like I am, and you're ever in Palo Alto, don't get that drink because it'll make you wish you were on Bourbon Street and not in Palo Alto.
You
So,
know what? You know what doesn't disappoint?
what's that?
For all intents and purposes, Asen Stevens made his debut on Saturday for the Hokies. He was one of Pride's first recruits and commitments at Virginia Tech on the defensive line. He's from Indianapolis. Shout out Darren Evans. And he absolutely crushed it. He was so good out there for a freshman, well, redshirt freshman. But oh my God, I between him, Caleb Spencer, Dante Lovett, Quentin Reddish, I feel so good. And Aiden Green on the offensive side of the ball, I feel so good about the future of the Hokies roster. I just do. It's just to see the youth come in and contribute either right away or just damn near right away. Just it's so refreshing to see it when because next year we're losing a good portion of that offense and some people on that defensive line that have been doing it for a long time, and it just felt great to know hey. There are some people behind them ready to step it up. And I am personally through the damn roof on this. It's just absolutely an incredible feeling to know that the drop off or perceived drop off next year, talent wise, might not be steep or if at all. And even the offensive line, like Lath, Brody. Like all the Johnny Garrett, like Xavier Chaplin, like they're the depth on this team is performing already, and it's just an absolute amazing thing to watch. And I'm just so thrilled that Asen, he came in at Tech, he had a real nasty injury right before he got there, so he redshirted and rehabbed, and then he moved to the defensive line because he was a linebacker in high school. And Buddy was out there getting after it, and Wilford Penei, dude, he's a player, man. And even Josh Fuga this year has been way better than Josh Fuga's ever been, in my opinion. They're getting after it out there.
The defensive line was a huge bright spot these last couple of weeks. I met Aeneas Peebles' parents. They flew out there for the game. Mr. Peebles looks just like his son, or should I say Aeneas looks just like his old man. They were as sweet as they could be. I believe I thought his grandmother was his mom, so Grandma
Great
Peebles,
jeans.
I apologize. I hope I didn't mess that up, but we actually ended up seeing them at the patio after the game, and so he played an excellent football game. It was good to see Burgos more heavily featured in the rotation. This defense, man, they have improved every week. I mean, ever since Vanderbilt, where we weren't quite sure what was going on in the secondary. Four was had me asking questions. And then, dude, I mean, he and Dorian Strong have played very well. I love these young guys, Mose Phillips, Caleb Woodson, Jalen Jones. It's pretty dope. I mean, like we got some dogs on this defense.
Yeah, Caleb Woodson's gonna be, man, when it's his next year, it's gonna be insane. But nah, man, shout out Tyler Bowen, shout out Chris Marv. Two masterful games from them, really. Like they really, for all the questions and the criticisms they have had to field and endure, they have answered the call the last 2 weeks. And I'm interested to see what they dial up throughout the bye week and into Boston College. But yeah, man, it's pride changes. I think pride did right by the kids with the bigger planes, the first class, the hydration rotations, the naps, the mobility sessions on the plane to keep them like they did not look like a fall off from, coming from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I'm sure the kids, it was a nice little escape from having to like boil water, and not to mention that's what they had to deal with all week in Blacksburg. They didn't have fresh water to drink. Like it's not the best in the New River Valley right now. So I'm sure coming west was kind of a nice little reprieve with being able to drink, water and all the other things that we take for granted every day. So it was just a great culmination of a hellacious 5 to 6 days previously.
You know, it didn't look like a team that had to be on a 5.5 hour flight. You know, it didn't look like a team that was affected by a time change. It didn't look like a team that let Miami beat them twice. And so I was thrilled to see just the mental fortitude. It looked like this team was having fun, even if on paper the game was boring, I suppose. I mean, they were just out there in their rhythm. And you
Boring
could tell.
W's are fine, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, and
It's not a negative connotation whatsoever. It's positive.
no, and I talked to Clark Rowland about it, and he said, dude, I don't care if we win by 30. I don't care if we win by two. I just want to win a football game. And yeah, man, we got it done. And it was so cool to just have so many of those people who I consider friends, and then obviously my family on my turf. It was nice for once to be the one who didn't have to fly 5 hours or 4.5 hours to go see a football game, which I'm gonna have to do it in a week and a half for the Thursday night game. So I will be there. If you're listening to this, I have a wedding the week after, or excuse me, the weekend after. So I will be in Blacksburg for the Thursday night game to see us play Boston College.
Also, great news. Well, great news and not so great news for me. It just happens to be the one Thursday night game that the Broncos also have. And the last time I vividly remember the Broncos and Hokies playing on the same Thursday night, I was there in Lane Stadium. We beat UNC, and it was like three layers frigid. That it was like late October or something, November. I can't remember, but the Broncos had the Jets. It was the Tebow era. We hold off UNC. We beat them. And as I'm walking out of Lane Stadium, Tim Tebow jukes Darrell Revis or Darrell Revis to win for the Broncos. So I'm hoping that we bring that magic back. And it's also the orange effect. So it works for both my professional and my college team. But we're going to bring it to the tailgate, brother. We're going to tailgate. We're going to set up early. We're going to go downtown, and I'll obviously reiterate this on the Boston College episode, but we're going to, it's going to be a hell of a tailgate. Y'all don't want to miss it. You can't miss us. We're right off the road in Live 5 Chicken Hill. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to stringing another win together. It's been, there's no better win than one right before the bye week because you get to just chill on it for a while,
You get to marinate it, or marinate on it, I suppose. Players of
Yeah,
the
and
game were just announced, by the way, Quan Felton, Peter Moore, and Caleb Spencer.
Hell yeah.
or list this the players of the game, man. So that's good for those guys. Peter Moore was that in the positions that he was put in to punt the football, he was having a hell of a day. In the moments where he did actually have to punt it, Peter Moore's he's that dude. He's been that dude for quite some time. So I'm glad he's in
Yeah.
uniform. But to that point, Dan, I mean, for the Thursday night game, that's always such a fun time. Hokies traditionally do well in Thursday night games.
That's our specialty. It's
Yep.
like, like Undertaker had Hell in a Cell. We got Thursday Night Football, dude.
That's right. Hokies and made the Thursday night football game famous. And so for Boston College to be coming in after a loss against UVA, I think we're finding out that maybe, I don't want to speak too soon, Boston College isn't the team that we thought they were. Still kind of remains to be seen. I mean, obviously they have talent there. They have a first-year head coach, but I'll be very curious to see what kind of performance the Hokies put on against the Eagles. And, which traditionally, I guess, on
Are you
tail.
talking to, or yeah, are you coming with me to talk about this
Oh,
later?
yeah.
Are you on the Boston College episode?
On the Boston College preview, I'll be there.
Oh man, live booking.
Yeah, we gotta see if for that one, dude, maybe see if we can't get like D Cunha on that or something.
Throw out the kind of signal.
Yes, throw out the Cunha signal. Throw out the glasses, dude. Put
Yeah. Yeah.
the glasses signal up in the sky.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, stay tuned. Maybe D Cunha will join us for that one. I look forward to it, dude. My old man's gonna be there. My older brother.
Hambone.
Actually, my older brother Kerry Hampton is still TBD as of this present moment. He might have to take a day off to make it, and I'm not entirely sure that he wants to do it. So I get it. And there's a potential my mom is in Blacksburg for it, but doesn't go to the game. So might just be another family affair, man. But can't get too crazy Thursday night, unfortunately, because very, very early on Friday, I have to get up and hit the road. So, if you see me around, which I will be around, say what's up, man. I look forward to it.
Yeah, man. And for now, also, shout out Keonta Jenkins, man. What an interception. Threw it right to him. I think he was a little shocked that it was that easy. But
Yeah.
just right to him. Look at, then, yeah, Aaron Rodgers must have watched our game because he did the same shit on Sunday. But,
Yeah, Lampson, I mean, literally just totally misread that play and
yeah.
straight into his hands. And it was at that point where I just said, oh, yeah, this one's a wrap. We got it locked up.
Oh yeah.
So,
Now we get to marinate on a win. I love you see me. I didn't get this beautiful not loving a marinade, so I love marinating a win. Marinated steak, marinate some chicken, but I love marinating a win. Like Jameis Winston said, baby, you gotta eat the win. You gotta eat the W.
so, Dan, let's do this because this week is the creme de la creme of college football slate, and the Hokies don't play, which bodes well for the common man who just wants to kick back and watch the games. You have Red River Rivalry and USC Penn State going on at the same time. You have Ohio State Oregon at the primetime spot on NBC, and you have LSU Ole Miss. LSU Ole Miss, who wins? Who you got?
Ole Miss.
I agree. Red River rivalry, who you got?
Give me Arch Manning, baby.
It's got to be the Longhorns.
Hook 'em.
Got to be the Longhorns. Ohio's, or excuse me, USC Penn State. Who you
Where
got?
is it?
It's at USC. I will be there at the Coliseum. And USC just lost to Minnesota.
Yeah, that shit might be boring.
Yeah, it might be boring.
I'm gonna take yeah, I might take Penn State.
I'm going to take the Trojans. I'm going to take
Yeah.
the Trojans because in good conscience, I can't pick Penn State or James Franklin.
No, I get it, but they just seem to win ugly all the time. So
Oh,
if
yeah.
it's going to be ugly, I feel like they're going to take it.
Yeah. And then the last one, Ohio State, Oregon. Give me the Ducks. Give me the Ducks over the Bucks.
Where is it? It's in.
Autzen Stadium.
If Dillon Gabriel throws dumbass interceptions in the red zone again, they're going to get their ass whooped.
We'll see.
But my NFL quarterback is Oregon alums, bow time. So quack quack, give me the Ducks. Shout out
Right.
Emilio Estevez, the mighty Duck himself.
Mighty Duck. Yep. That's all I got, Dan. That's it for me.
Yeah, man, and all the Hokies in Florida, man, stay safe, brothers and sisters,
Yep.
because it's about to get real ugly. My mom, she's in the main eye of that thing, but luckily, she will be in Virginia this week, so she hope her house is good, but she'll be fine. So that's all that matters to me. Everybody that's still cleaning up down in the New River Valley, Southwest Virginia, Appalachian region. You have my thoughts and my prayers. I donated a little coin. I wish I could do more, but my geographical location and responsibilities do not allow me to do so. So I couldn't get down there, boots on the ground. But thinking about everybody, you know, it's
Oh, yeah,
a
no doubt.
interesting time.
Shout out to Luke Combs and all those guys doing
Yeah,
that.
Eric Church, Billy Strings, James Taylor. It's the day we played Georgia Tech at home, or else I was content. If it was on that Sunday, I was going to consider trying to just bounce from Blacksburg down to Charlotte. It's not a long drive and go to that concert, but I hope everybody, I hope scalpers don't just ruin that thing.
Yeah, that like this one, dude. This ain't Stagecoach, man.
Yeah.
Like there are people who need help. Ticketmaster or whoever else. Like I hope they'll have policies in place for reselling tickets. Like, dude, if you want to go to this, go to it with the right intentions in mind.
Yep.
Don't try and make a profit off of people losing their house. You're crazier than shit.
Yeah.
Rotten hell.
Exactly. Yep.
That I mean, rot in hell. If you're out there doing that, that's crazier than hell.
Yep. If you do that, trust me, you will pay for your sins one day, brother. Yeah.
You will be judged.
1,000%.
But shout out to all the people who made the trip to California. Shout out to all the people who made that trip. That was a lot of fun.
Did Clark get the Krispy
Yes, he did.
Kreme? I was wondering.
Yes, he did. The night before the game, he said, "I found a Krispy Kreme 1.5 miles away." I said, "You gonna go?" He said, "Of course." Of course. Clark is a psychopath when it comes to traveling. This man will go to a destination. He'll fly in. He'll be there for 24 to 36 hours. He'll book the red eye home. Yesterday, dude, he went craft beer drinking all day in San Francisco, hopped on a flight at 10 p.m. to fly back to Salem, had a layover in Charlotte, probably woke up this morning, probably didn't sleep last night. Yeah. What are you gonna do? I digress. But it was good to see him. It was good to see everybody else.
Hell yeah, man. And, dude, it goes without saying, but we're going to say it. Go Hokies.
Go Hokies. We'll see you in Blacksburg for the Thursday night game.
Hell yeah.